Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and make sure you try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack. Now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. It was nice seeing the teams back out on the gridiron over the weekend, unless, of course, you were an Eagles fan. Lucky for us, that was just week one. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. That's right. You place a dollar bet on any team. If that team wins, you cash $100. You can't pass that up. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And it is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we had NFL football. We had college football. Are you back in the swing of football season?
It took a little while. Like it didn't feel real. I think the circumstances of where we're at and the topic that we follow the closest and not actually having that back has just left me in a weird, you had to kind of like pinch yourself or blink twice to really feel like this was real. And certainly empty stadiums and all that stuff, it definitely still has a surreal feeling to it, but we have football. And by the way, zero positive COVID tests in the NFL, 1,000 players, coaches, staffers. I think that's a big step for the NFL, obviously, but it's a big step for all sports.
And as soon as the Eagles blew their 17-0 lead and broke every Eagle fan's heart, I knew it was back to NFL football.
So. That's when it felt real, Jim.
That is exactly it. Yes, me, our colleague, Greg Pickles, we're in the same boat. We're hurting for it, but it is still football. All right, Dustin, let's get right into the college football news, specifically the Big Ten. And I feel like I've got to start the show by saying, as we record this, there's nothing official yet as we record, but it appears like the Big Ten is reversing themselves, and we just might get some college football from the Big Ten this fall.
Yeah, and so just a couple reports. You've seen probably reports from ESPN. Bruce Feldman from The Athletic is on this. Sports Illustrated is on this. Everybody really has their eyes fixed on what's happening in the Big Ten. And just like pretty much from the get-go, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 both make the decision at almost the exact same time. The Pac-12 is very, very lightly discussed, and everybody's has their eyes on the Big Ten. As of Sunday, and as you mentioned, we're recording this with no verdict yet on this. The Detroit Free Press, good report from those guys. I'm always kind of happy to see local newspaper people get sort of national scoops like this, but they're painting the picture of an optimistic departure from Sunday meetings. There was a Saturday meeting with fewer Big Ten officials and then all the Big Ten university presidents and chancellors on Sunday. They came away from that not having a formal vote, not taking a straw poll, according to the Free Press, but optimism abounds that a vote will be coming. They said in the next day or two, meaning Monday or Tuesday in that case. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel went a little step further and reported that October 17th will be the start date. So, you can kind of do the math. James Franklin's been talking about this. I think some others as well, talking about really, I don't want to say bare minimum, but the mandatory amount of time to prep before beginning a season, he said was about 4 weeks. And that's if the vote is, if the vote happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you've got yourself just about 4 weeks to get guys ready, practicing, conditioned, and ready for football again. And from the sounds of it, that's where the programs are at, really taking steps as if this is not a drill anymore.
And if you take another look at that schedule beyond that, not just the 4 weeks to prep, Dustin, it's also, this gives them 10 weeks prior to a championship game, which would be December 19th, one day prior to the College Football Playoff Committee meeting and selecting the four teams for the College Football Playoffs. That's a huge part of this decision, too.
I think, and I don't think if the Big Ten is playing, we'll see what happens with the Pac-12. But if the Big Ten is playing and they are within a reasonable earshot of being playoff eligible, having roughly the same number of games, if not the exact same number of games as their peers, then there's no way that the playoff would go on. And I don't even think the SEC or Big 12 or ACC would want to be in a playoff situation that has two leagues ruled out. I think it's easy to say that, but if Ohio State gets in at Clemson's expense, then there might be some bad feelings towards that. But I don't think anybody really wants a playoff that has two asterisks on it. So if this can happen with the Big Ten, it's going to happen with the Big Ten. And it would seem that that's part of the decision-making process, is that if we feel good about this, let's do this in a way that gets us on the same playing field.
Well, with this schedule, Dustin, they would possibly be able to get in 9 games or 10, but I think they could play 8 games and be legitimate. And here's why. If you think about it, how many conference games does the Southeast Conference play? 8, correct?
Yeah, right.
Traditionally. And then they play 4 cupcakes. Well, essentially, the Big Ten will be playing all in-conference games. All you're doing, using Penn State as an example, you're eliminating the Kent State, the San Diego State. I think an 8-0 Penn State or Ohio State, that's just as valid an undefeated season as a Clemson 12-0 or 11-0 or whatever they're going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's gonna be a fascinating whole ordeal. And by the way, I mean, just you've seen some roadblocks and things like that. I mean, I don't think we're gonna get anything that resembles clean cut here. Clear. You're gonna have postponements and stuff like that. I hope that that's behind us. But I think we've seen from this past weekend that it's not necessarily so. We've had some chaos, a little disarray in the schedules. You got to anticipate some of that.
And I think we've got to have that new normal, which is we allow for that and don't freak out about it. For months through the summer, I was saying, watch Major League Baseball, see if they're able to get through it, and that will tell us about college football. Well, if you remember at the very beginning with baseball, they had some teams, I think it was the Marlins, the Cardinals, who had issues. And they shut things down for a week or so when everybody was freaking out. This is going to cancel the season. Well, no, they worked on the schedule. They had to be flexible. And guess what? They kept playing. And then this weekend, there was another scare. It was literally one player, and it was either the Padres or the Giants. And it turned out to be a false positive. But they canceled, games for a day or two and kept playing. The point I'm getting to is allow a little flexibility in the schedule, and it's not the end of the world, correct?
Yeah, you have to go into it. And this was, to me, always the thing was, okay, what do you do when, not if, you have positive tests? To what level did you think about what your options are, how much time is away, how you isolate team A or team B or whatever, how you reschedule? So how you manage that chaos is going to dictate how far you can go as a league. And I think, I mean, I feel like it's probably good for everybody to have seen Major League Baseball weather that storm, do whatever they had to do to work their way through it. Because I think a lot of us, and I thought the season was on the brink. And if Major League Baseball would have, you know, kind of caved and canceled, that would not have set a very good precedent for these other leagues too. You know, and you see the line of thinking like, okay, if a league with seemingly unlimited resources can't make this work, what hope do colleges have? And I think that was a fair thing. So I think it was vital for everybody that Major League Baseball get through it. The NFL had a little situation with a bunch of false positives too. And they just kind of stuck with it and stayed at it. And they weathered that storm. And here they are with a very, very successful first weekend in all kinds of ways. Unless, of course, you're an Eagles fan. Not very successful then.
I appreciate you reminding me of that.
Sure.
But unfortunately, it's so true. So that's the way you have to look at this as a league. And you've also got to think about, you brought up the good point, how are we going to handle these things when they happen, not if? And you also have, within a college football team, you have 85 players. You don't have, you know, a limited roster. So one or two players out isn't the worst thing in the world, but you also have to be able to say, hey, wait a minute, has this spread? And that leads to something we'll talk about more as we get into quarter number two, Dustin. But better testing is the big thing that's going on. Better and faster testing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned it. I have more to say about it, but I think that was the medical kind of breakthrough that allows these teams to move forward. And it's just an interesting situation because college campuses are a bizarre place right now because there are, you know, skyrocketing cases across the country. But football programs are going to be back regardless, it seems. And I think the testing has a lot to do with that.
It has a huge part of this, Dustin, and that's where we're going to start in quarter number two, because it's a legitimate reason why they are going to be back playing, fingers crossed on that, and it also gives them cover for their decision, you know, why we voted no a month ago, why we're voting yes now. They needed to legitimize that decision also. And that's going to be about the testing. All right, that's it for quarter number one. We'll pick up this same conversation in quarter number two.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing back their can't-miss offer. All new users can place a $1 bet on any team during Week 2, and if that team wins, you win $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.